It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 11th. 1910, Jacques Cousteau was born. 1978, Texas Instruments introduced the educational device called the Speak and Spell. It was the toy that later was featured in E.T. 1980, Steve Ballmer joins Microsoft. He was Microsoft's first business manager. Speaking of E.T., in 1982, E.T. was released to 1,103 U.S. theaters. In 1988, the name of the general public license was mentioned for the first time. 1990, the U.S. District Court judge in San Francisco declines Nintendo's request to issue a temporary restraining order against Louis Gottlieb Toys selling the Game Genie product. 1991, on the cruise yacht New Yorker dubbed the DOS Boat in New York City Harbor, Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer unveil MS-DOS 5.0. 1997, Willa Asprey publishes Computer, A History of the Information Machine, the Sloan Technology series. Also in 1997, Netscape Navigator 4.0 was released, and Slackware Linux 3.3 was released as well. And in 1998, Compaq purchases DEC for $9 million after stockholders approve the acquisition, and scientists crack the last genetic code in tuberculosis. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2001, Game Boy Advance was released. It featured a 32-bit, 16.8 MHz ARM Z80 processor. 2002, BioPerl 1.0 is released. It's a set of Perl modules for bioinformatics applications. 2003, Intel released 2.2, 2.3, and 2.4 GHz Celeron processors starting at $74, the 2.4 GHz low-power mobile Celeron for $149, the 2.4, 2.66, and 2.8, and 3.06 GHz Pentium 4 processors starting at $186, and the 2.6 GHz Pentium 4M processor for $562. 2005, Apple released the last trademark of the name OpenDoc. 2006, Google adds geocoding to Google Maps. Amule, which is a free peer-to-peer file-sharing application that worked with eDonkey and CAD Network, 2.1.3 was released. And Nintendo released the Nintendo DS, starting at $129.99. 2007, Safari for Windows was released by Apple. In 2008, eBay pulled down the Media Marketplace, which is a controversial pilot program designed to buy and sell radio and TV advertising over the internet. 2009, the French Constitutional Council rejected a key provision in the Three Strikes Law that would deny internet access to those who would continue to disobey copyright law. Also in 2009, newly created Microsoft Bing was found to have some interesting errors. For instance, Molly Wood from CNET reported that her profile was deemed not safe for work. And in an interesting move, an American Cable Association asked the FCC to support net neutrality. 2012, Apple announced its new line of MacBook Pro computers, including the MacBook Pro with Retina display. Also announced was the iOS 6 with new features, including integrated Facebook and Apple Maps, along with guided access for those with visual disabilities. OS X Mountain, Lion, and AirPlay being able to push video from one device to another. The upgrade would cost $19.99. And in 2013, Apple puts the first generation iPhone on the obsolete list. They also obsolete many PowerPC Macs, including the G5 and MacBooks from 2007. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.